case of a neurologist who misdiagnosed a large number of patients. BBC News.
The newsreader this evening was Seb Soans. Brand new comedy is next here on Radio 4. First, who's been choosing their tracks for the island this week?
So this track is One by U2.
Well, this is One by U2.
It's the best song ever written on planet Earth.
He's one of the most famous singers in the world.
Track called With or Without You.
U2, and In the Name of Love.
And his music has been picked for the desert island many times.
Better than the real thing.
It's like a song by U2.
But what will Bono choose as his desert island discs?
I think joy is one of the key elements of music that keeps me there.
Bono on Desert Island Discs this Sunday morning at 11:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now new comedy on Radio 4. London and parts of Leeds have been flooded with demons. Andrew O'Neill is absolutely certain that it's nothing to do with them in Damned Andrew by Andrew O'Neill and Tom DeVille.
The ancient and sprawling city of London has gone by many names. Londinium, the Big Smoke, Old Beaky, the Crystal Oblong, Chippy's Beacon, Funbag Five, the Fog-Bound Bastard, Pamferris Country. In the face of blitz, plague and property developers, it has faced many disasters, but none of them match the Lovecraftian strangeness of the Great Incursion.
Unidentifiable creatures swarming the streets of London have religious leaders absolutely delighted.
The eyewitness report said there were definitely wings and up to a million tusks.
Yes, John, I'm here in Covent Garden where two buskers were turned inside out by what looks to have been a giant iridescent rhombus with a single eye.
365 days ago, London was flooded with supernatural entities. There were also a couple in Leeds which the London-centric media didn't report. The population of a realm until now known only to explorers of the occult had become as real as you or I, and they looked wrong, and they smelled of Benelin.
What do you think of all the newcomers to London?
No. I don't think they should be here, you know? A lot of them drip.
They drip?
See, down there, that's where a lot of them have dripped in that. You know, someone's got to clean that up.
I mean, people say, well, they're all right, but would you let your sister marry one? But, do you know what? I wouldn't. I think she'd be into it.
What followed was 12 months of chaos. Livid skies and everyone dreaming in HD. Then came the playground crazes. Pre-teens begging weekend dads for obsidian scrying stones and middle-class mums throwing punches in John Lewis over the last Ouija board. London needs a magical hero. Unfortunately, what they have is non-binary metalhead Andrew O'Neill.
Slayer! Oi, mate, I like your T-shirt.
What? Oh, yeah, Slayer.
Did you see the last tour?
Oh, no, but I'll see the next one, maybe.
What? They've split up, man. How did you not know that?
Well, to be honest, I just got the T-shirt at H&M.
Take it off.
What?
You don't wear a Slayer shirt if you don't listen to Slayer. Take it off.
What? No! What are you doing?
Doing what's right!
You're a nutter! Get off me!
Welcome to justice!
You're a psycho!
A psycho who's just got a new Slayer shirt. Nice nips! Damn Andrew! Hi, it's me. Can you hear me? Happy birthday! I'm just by the tube. I left my keys at work, so I'm going to swing home.
This is a customer announcement. Due to the expansion of this sort of squid thing at bank, there's now a tentacle working its way up the Hyde Barnet branch as far as Angel. Repeat, the Hyde Barnet branch is now closed. due to unscheduled tentacle expansion.
Oh, bloody hell, did you hear that? The tube's down again. Do you want to meet me at the bus stop? Oh, look, I can see you.
Hola!
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happay birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, and enough!
Happy birthday.
I'm hungover. Birthday Eve was too much. New t-shirt?
Yeah, Slayer this time. Birthday Eve's the best idea you've ever had.
It doesn't feel like it. My head's been squatted by napalm death.
Well, which era?
Lidorian era. Ugh, I'm not going to be able to drink again until birthday Boxing Day at this rate. Okay. Keys, how was your shift?
I saw a centaur eating out of a bin. That was weird. Always thought they were quite noble. Otherwise, pretty boring. Go on, let's have a party. Hair of the dog, just like last year when we... Well, I'm sure we did something.
Ugh, I can't remember either. We probably blacked out. Look, no party tonight. I've had people this week. I've got to spend all day interviewing bar staff anyway.
Yeah, it must be tough having to talk to people all day when you don't like people.
Yep, but you cannot run a community pub without them, much as I'd love to. Oh no, Andrew, opening's only a week away.
It's happening fast.
So, you're not going home?
No, I'll come a couple of stops with you. I've got to go and meet Pad. He's been well strange.
Ugh, he's a landlord. They're not human.
I'm on diversion. I have to go around the Islington crater.
Oh, I miss Islington. I mean, I hated it before it disappeared.
Well, it's like the song, isn't it? Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone because of a catastrophic event with a creature so big it made people throw up just looking at it?
Yeah, I love Yoni Mitchell.
See you at six.
No party. Keep Pat sweet or we'll have to move out of London.
I'd rather die.
You! I've been looking for you.
I'm sorry?
It's time.
Oh, about 9:30.
The ears are so big, and still they are deaf. Switch your ears to listen mode, boy. You've been hidden from me, but now your memories are poking back through. You're a magical beacon, and I've found you. You've been running from your destiny, and you need to stop. At least to go to the toilet. And you're not even wearing trainers. These boots you're wearing, ha! You can't run in those.
Who the hell are you? And what is that?
This is my shaky stick.
Right, I'm gonna go now.
I'm a shaman, this is the age of magic, and you are at its center.
What?
You must awaken.
Oh! Ow, what was that for?
You will see, Dusty Bin, you will see. Goodbye.
Right, I can still see you.
I'm leaving, on the wind.
No, you've just gone beyond a lamppost.
On the wind.
I can still see... 4/5 of you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to walk away, mate, because this is awkward.
There you go. A goat milk latte.
Oh, sorry, that was oat milk.
We don't do oat milk.
Why did you say oat milk in massive... Oh, someone was standing in front of the G.
Baphomet's Cafe. It's all...
Goat-based. Yeah, no, I get it now. I thought the hipster thing was over.
Do I look like a hipster to you?
No, you look like Jeff Capes. If Jeff Capes had horns and wings and a... whatever that is.
Who is Jeff Capes?
Oi, oi. Here's the Sex Pistols.
Hello, Pad.
Here's Black Sabbath, look.
Hello, Pad.
Nirvana.
Is that all the alternative bands you know?
No, mate, I know loads. Nirvana.
So what's going on?
So... We're best friends, right?
Well, out of all the landlords, you're the one I'm closest friends with, yes.
Right, and Gabriella is very dear to me.
No, she hates you, and you find her frightening.
Yes, yes I do.
Can I get you something, love?
Oh, oat milk latte, please.
Goat milk?
Just have a black coffee, trust me.
Okay, black coffee, please. So, I know you guys can't afford market rate, but... property prices in London have gone really insane, you know, because of all the demons.
Oi! We are not demons.
Yeah, whatever the PC term is.
Goetic spirit entities. Whatever. I will get your latte.
And a carrot cake, please.
Okay.
Lovely. Now, they all need somewhere to live.
Apart from the squid one that's living in the Northern Line.
So, I'm putting the flat on the market.
You're putting our flat on the market?
Yes, my flat that I own is going on the market. So, I'm really sorry, but unless you can buy it, you're going to have to move out.
What? You can get stuffed.
Mate, I've been talking to a developer and they've offered twice what I paid for it in cash.
Tell them to get stuffed.
I can't.
Tell them their mums are smaller than the average mum.
Okay.
Tell them their children will all be born with very heavy feet.
Right.
Tell them my cat's writing a fanzine about all their faults.
Look, my mum lent me the money for that flat and she wants me to take the offer. She says she'll cut me into the family firm if I prove I've got an head for business.
Do you also have to prove you've got a body for sin?
Andrew.
Fucking working girl. Anyway, you can't kick us out. We've got rights. We've got a contract.
You haven't. And you owe me 3 months' rent. And quite frankly, I've done myself out of thousands giving you mates' rates. But sooner or later, you're going to have to live in the real world.
I hate the real world. You know who lives in the real world? John Craven, off of Countryfile.
Yeah, well, John Craven can afford to live in London. You can't.
Pad, if we lose the flat, Gabriella's going to move to the Outer Hebrides and become a swordsmith. And I'll have to move back to Bromley. No more band, no more dream.
What dream? You're 40 living in a shitty flat delivering pizzas.
Your shitty flat? And it's not just pizzas. Pad, we are best mates, right?
So how comes you never invite me anywhere anymore?
I invited you to my birthday.
That was 25 years ago. There was jelly.
Tonight. I'm having a party tonight.
Oh, that's very convenient.
No, really. It's Gabriella's birthday. There'll be loads of hot people there. Come.
Ah, so like you to have a party on the anniversary of all the mad stuff starting.
Anniversary? Oh, yeah, on her birthday. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, it's coming up to a quarter past, so it's time for the 1 minute magic moment, helping you settle into life in this strange new world.
Today we're taking a closer look at the demons who came to London in the Great Incursion. It's believed that their leaders are the 72 spirits listed in the infamous grimoire, The Lesser Key of Solomon, which sounds a bit like something you can get at Timpson's, which has led to several deaths. This book, edited by Aleister Crowley in 1904, describes rituals to invoke these demons through the practice of goetia, which comes from the Greek word for charm. Ah, oh, charming demons. My favourite goetic is Amduseus, because he looks like a lovely wobbly unicorn. Remember, the demons are probably here to help us, but you really mustn't touch them.
That was the 1 minute magic moment. Lovely.
Later that day, outside a horribly tentacle-filled Angel Station.
Can you all stand back, please? This line's not going to open again today.
Siobhan! Wow, I've never seen you at work before. Look at you, Fireman Sam.
Bit busy, Andrew. The squid thing's starting to come up the escalator.
Oh, God! It's shedding worms!
Do you want to come to a party tonight?
Ah! They're inside me, making me remember my worst regret.
Andrew, the last party of yours I went to, we were five and you were sick in my bedroom.
Excuse me, madam. Sorry, sir. Can you please leave this firefighter alone to do her job?
It's all right, Steve. This is my sibling.
Oh, please come. Pad wants to sell our flat, so I've got to invite him to something, make him feel included.
I should never have married my wife. She doesn't respect me for painting Warhammer hobbits.
Oh, I see. You want me to crack on to him? Or is it because all your metalhead mates have moved out of London and you're desperate?
Sort of both, maybe?
I thought it'd be fun driving a fire engine, but all we get to do is fight horrible monsters.
He's not having a good time, is he?
Andrew, mate, you really need to pull yourself together. You don't have a proper job.
I've got two more jobs than you.
That's not better. You don't have a future.
My band is my future. Well, it would be if all our fans hadn't been priced out of London.
And you're about to lose your flat in the middle of the apocalypse.
The regret worms are hatching into despair flies. With faces of unhappy babies.
I really need this, Siobhan. I've had a really weird day.
Weird day? I'm trying to stop a giant squid blocking the tube.
Weirder than normal.
Will you play any Michael Bublé?
No!
Bublé or no deal.
Fine. Bublé.
Okay, Stolas. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I didn't think I'd hear back. You know what was being...
An owl?
Well, I only look like an owl here. If you saw me back home, you'd probably be sick. All the angles would look wrong and you'd get vertigo.
Very interesting. And it says here you're a great prince of hell commanding 26 legions of demons.
Well, prince is a weirdly gendered word, I know. We don't have gender back home. We just... oh, you know?
Yeah, well, my partner's non-binary, so... have you done bar work before?
No, we don't really have bars. Or shops. Or cherry tomatoes, where I'm from. But I've been here a year, you know? Got quite used to how things work. Shh!
Ooh, what's wrong?
Ha! Ah, Jesus!
Sorry, I've got a mouse.
Don't do that in front of the customers.
I'm in a good mood, I'm in a good mood, I'm in a good mood.
Bad day?
No, no, great day. Pad's not selling the flat.
He was going to sell the flat?
Yes, but he's not now.
And he's fine with us being late with the rent and everything?
Yep, yeah, totally fine. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Hello? Oh, yeah, brilliant. I need you to get there early to set up. Yeah, cool. So, yeah, just sort of old school metal and punk, really. And a bit of Michael Bublé.
Andrew, who are you talking to?
Oh, 1 minute. Yeah, the legs keep coming off it, which obviously for a dog, that's bad. Dogs need legs.
Andrew!
Preferably four. Yeah, one per corner. Anyway, sort it out, please. Bye! Sorry, just a man calling about a dog with corners.
Oh, you haven't got me a dog for my birthday, have you?
Oh, what? No.
Because you know I'm not allowed dogs. After that vivisection lab got broken into and burned to the ground and I was nowhere near it at the time, despite what they said.
No. No dog. Everything's cool. Honestly, everything's going to be fine.
Oh, you always say that. You said that last year when that thing happened at my party.
Yeah, last year. What thing? Gabriella... why can't we remember your last birthday?
Because we got very drunk and very high.
We've been drunk and high ever since we met, but this feels like... there was a weird man at the bus stop this morning. He did something to me, and I keep wanting to remember last year, but it makes me feel sick when I try.
Well, then don't try.
But I feel like it's important to remember to... oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my... what?
Oh!
Christ, is that an egg?
It's a hummingbird!
It's got Ant and Dec's faces!
Both of them!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what a fabulous turn of events! Finally, our contestants have a real challenge. Will they remember what happened to them this time last year? Well, maybe we can help them out.
Okay.
Here's our riddle. What is made of paper and also very dangerous?
Oh, the sun.
No, it's more magically powerful even than that piece of filth that still runs stories about one of us that got done for drunk driving. Honestly, even we don't know which one's which.
Oh, it's not us, no!
Sorry, can't help myself. Tiny bird, delicious.
That was intense. Ant and Dec?
Sorry. Feather.
Magically powerful and made of paper. We're talking about a book. A magic book.
A grimoire. You know what? You haven't done any magic for a year.
Yeah. Nothing for a year. Since your birthday. This calls for an expert.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
She'd be ideal. Definitely a witch. Probably unavailable. A cult bookshop, I reckon. The two main ones are in the West End.
Oh, you going up west?
I'm going up west.
Oh, lovely. You going up west? Get yourself something nice.
I'm going to go up west, love. Get myself some ritual magic-based advice.
Oh, that'll be nice. You like going up west.
I'm going up west.
Right then. The Dreadful Well. London's most authentic occult bookshop. Here we go. Maybe the other one's a bit less scary.
Hello, Toph Books. No. 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 Because he died in 1947, sir. Goodbye.
Hello.
Oh, here they are. The non-binary whirlwind. Every time you come in, you've done something stupid. What's it this time? Bummed a demigod? Left the talisman on a bus?
I've been working, mainly. Sorry, have we met?
Have we met? You disappear for a year while the world turns inside out. Now you've forgotten me.
Yeah, I'm having problems with my memory, but a hummingbird, ant and deck hatched out of an egg that came out of my mouth and gave me a clue about maybe a grimoire?
Last time you were here, you bought the first edition of The Anathema of Zos with a handwritten annotation in the back.
Ah.
Incredibly rare. Only 3 copies in existence.
I've got one.
4 copies in existence. I specifically told you not to buy it because you wouldn't understand it. You said you just wanted to show it off to some of your mates at a party. So the question is, what happened next?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Before the ant and deck thing, there was this tramp who seemed to know who I was. He said, "This is an age of magic and you are at its centre," and kept hitting me with a stick with bells on.
Oh, that's Phil.
Who is he?
He's a magical casualty, sort of a shaman. He hasn't stepped foot inside a building since the fire at Genesis P. Orridge's ass.
Right, OK.
He was outside earlier, going through our bins for some incense dog ends. Go and talk to him.
But he's a prick.
Well, who's the real prick? The prick or the prick who follows him? Talk to him. No, actually, listen to him.
Hello?
Spoons, lad? You've got to keep track of your spoons!
Spoons?
What's wrong with spoons? Too round for you?
No.
Too good for spoons, eh? How dare you! Some of my best friends were spoons, and now they're all dead! So, if you're dismissing spoons as the genteel fops of the cutlery world,
they lack the dexterity of the fork. They pale next to the bloody-minded forcefulness of the knife. Only good for ice cream and soup, which is the drink of the food world.
I've got no problem with spoons. Notice anything weird today?
Everything's been weird for a year, but yeah, today's been weirder. First you and your shaky stick, then I threw up a hummingbird with the faces of...
Anthony and Declan.
Yeah.
Someone's been magically monkeying with your mind, hiding memories in little cupboards with little keys. Horrible keys. Oh, you want to go to Timpson's and copy a mind cupboard key, do you? Good luck. Good luck with that.
you're straying from the point.
I sent you those boys. They unlock the cupboards. Picky pick lock deck. Blocky pick ant. How are they?
There was an owl.
Screw them! Never liked them. But they opened your memory doors. Have you stuck your head inside the cupboards yet?
I still can't. I don't want to. Remember last year? It makes me feel unsafe.
But the memory wants to come back to you. Let it push through.
I don't want to.
Close your eyes and let the walls collapse.
Oh my God!
Now she gets it.
I remember! The party, I read out bits of that book. What is that book?
The Anathema of Zos. It's an automatic writing by Austin Osman Spare, old London visionary.
And this whole thing, London, all the madness, this was me.
Yes! And no. Mainly yes. Happily, a little bit no. I don't know how, but you opened a door to the realm of the Goetia. Normally they're ephemeral, aspects of human consciousness. They have influence when commanded correctly, but they very definitely do not live here.
And that's a bad thing.
Would you leave your door open for a year?
No.
Quite. Who knows what else has come through? You've manifested the liminal world of the occult into the everyday. Well done, by the way. That's a pretty big bit of magic.
I thought I was crap at magic.
You are. You didn't do it on purpose. But you caused the great incursion, which means you have a very important destiny. It's your job to put things right.
No. It's my job to throw a surprise party for my girlfriend that will persuade my old schoolmate, Pad, not to sell our flat out from under us.
Andrew, you can't run away from this.
I can, if I choose not to believe you and all of reality subjective.
What's done must be undone.
Can't hear
it's
you.
Still there waiting for you. A big scary portal somewhere close to where you live. Maybe in your flat.
I can't hear you.
You can't run, Andrew.
I can't hear you.
Pad, chill out. It's going to be amazing, trust me.
Right, and you promised me this isn't just a plan to stop me from selling the flat?
No, not at all. You know me. Snap my bones, I've got altruistic written right through them like Brighton Rock. I even went to the trouble of inviting a certain special someone.
What? Not your big sister?
Yes, my scary firefighter big sister.
Aye, aye. Hello, Pad. Here you fancy me.
Yeah, hello, Siobhan. Yeah?
Buy me a can of mojito and I'll think about getting off of you.
Right, OK, well, maybe I will.
Mate, this is going to be the best party ever.
I know, right? And I'm just saying, if you don't sell the flat, we can have loads more parties.
Oh, you cheeky non-binary Cilla Black. Well, see what I can do.
Cilla was quite androgynous, wasn't she? Anyway, hang on a sec, you two. I'll just check the coast is clear and we can start setting up.
Right. Perfectly normal flat. No scary portal. And my cat? Still possessed by Hitler, cool. Moving on, just check the bedroom. Okay, no magical portals in here. Cool, moving on to the kitchen. Kitchen looks normal. You seen anything weird, street urchin Bob?
Can't say I have, mister, begging your pardon.
Good lad, have a sixpence. Right, that just leaves the front room. See? Perfectly clear.
Aside from the big black orb crackling with malignant magical energy, sir?
Yep. Apart from that. There's a massive interdimensional portal in my living room. Oh, God, I'm going to have to cover that up.
I told you. You can see it now. I've squeegeed your third eye.
Gah! How are you talking to me? Get out of my mind, wizard!
No, I'm outside. Got a megaphone.
Oh, well, come in and help me. I need to hide this thing.
I don't do indoors. You're on your own, Destiny's Child.
Andrew, let us in. The DJ's here. And this tramp. Just for the megaphone, by the way.
Just sorting out the, tea towels. You always need a tea towel at a surprise party.
You're throwing a surprise party? Bad idea, Andrew.
Yeah, you're not invited.
Andrew?
Gabriella! You can't come in yet!
Why is the door locked? Why is Siobhan and Pat here?
Coincidence?
Can I have my megaphone back?
A DJ's just turned up. I said no party. Let me in.
Yeah, I will, but before that, do we have like a tarpaulin or a tablecloth?
Tablecloth? What are we, bricks? Andrew, your sister and Pat are getting off with each other. Okay, I am coming in.
Stop! Give me a second. Just give me a second. Surprise!
What the is that?
Happy birthday!
Damned Andrew was written by Andrew O'Neill and Tom DeVille. It starred me, Andrew O'Neill, with Jen Brister, Sanjeev Kohli, Phil Nickel, Carly Smallman, Joel Trill, Toby Haydock, Lucy Pearman, Sami Abuwada, Ellie Dobing and Ninia Benjamin. The narrator was Alan Moore and the music was by Andrew O'Neill. It was produced by Alison Vernon-Smith and was a Yada Yada audio production for Radio 4.